How about those New Year's resolutions? You know, the truce that you made with yourself that by February 1, you forgot what it was?
That's
me. I've wisely resolved this year to not have a New Year's resolution. I can't fail at that one now. Come on. Hey, Happy New Year's, my friend. Let me pass on something to you that's simple, fresh, doable, and transformative. It's a good way to start your year. Pick one chapter from my book, Flip Your Thinking, and dedicate this next month to the flip that chapter talks about. You might choose the chapter about reacting or more expanding, more contributing, maybe expressing more or judging less. Pick one, just one. Let's kickstart this year off on purpose and with substance. If you don't have my first book, get it now. No, silly, I'm not trying to plug my book. Hey, if it's not in your budget, you message me. I'll give you mine. It's important you have it to start this new year. Now, this coming year, add more thinking to your doing. Think about what you think about before chasing that dream or changing that old habit or gaining that position or reaching that goal of yours. Let's start by recognizing your limiting thinking. Why? Because those silent messages you tell yourself, you see, they set the bar for how high and how far you'll actually be able to leap. Everything begins with your thoughts. Your thoughts have not only brought you to this place, they've also kept you from having more than this place. Hey, it's a great time to commit to being less controlled by your thoughts and more in control of your thoughts. Join me in trimming away some of those, I can't do that, and I'm powerless, and that's just not me kind of thoughts. Pay attention, notice them when they creep in, and let's nip them. Henry Ford said it well, if you think you can, or if you think you can't, you're right. I tell you, I cannot wait to tackle this year with you. This is Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my family to yours. Let's go make this year count.